We are on the fly at the seaplane base, and it is another spectacular day at AirVenture 2024. Today marks the last day for on the fly, and this year we are at the seaplane base as we have been for many years. Shane Albers is the chairman of the seaplane base and a volunteer.
That's
not
correct.
A staff member.
Correct.
So thank you for hosting us out here this year in your beautiful paradise.
Well, thanks for coming out again here, Jay Manji. It's a beautiful day here on Lake Winnebago. Western shore, the winds are soft and the lake is calm. We've had some aircraft moving throughout the bay today. I'm expecting more visitors down here on our free bus ride from Gate 21 or the main bus park. That's how you get down to the seaplane base. It's a very Caribbean-esque, relaxed feel here at the seaplane base. Opportunity to relax, take a nap. 43 people I found laying on the ground this week taking naps along
their
shoreline.
Are you keeping count?
I was. It was an interesting number that I really wanted to, you know, find out.
Well, I want to know some other things other than the people sleeping on your ground. I want to know how many seaplanes you had this year.
Fantastic. So, yeah, we have 82 registered aircraft here at the seaplane base. At one time, we can moor 49 airplane in the lagoon. Our numbers are up about 22 from last year, and that is specifically related to, I'd like to think that our Canadian friends were able to come down because the smoke wasn't interfering.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good number. And you had some really cool airplanes here this year. I know because I was here and I saw it. You had a Kodiak on Amphibs here this
year.
Yes,
the Kodiak.
Is that
fantastic.
A first for the sea base?
No, we've had the Kodiaks down here in the past. It's been a couple years since the last Kodiak that I've seen. It's just such a beautiful airplane. We had caravans down here, and interestingly, we have a electric beaver moored out in the field.
An electric beaver, tell us about that.
It's Harbor Air, and they are an experimental aircraft, and they operate over on the western side of North America. And their biggest thing is trying to get out and offer harbor tours. And by going to an electric airplane, they're able to charge it versus using fuel.
Wow, that's cool. So I have seen some literature and some media hype about that program. I know it's kind of in the testing phase right now, but when they get that done, that's going to be an interesting solution to some green technology in aviation.
Correct, and I think that's their goal, is getting ahead of the curve as things have started to change.
You know, interestingly enough, though, if you come out to the seaplane base and take a boat tour, you cruise on by that thing, it is quite, the floats are quite low in the water. There's a lot of battery weight.
There's a lot of batteries there. Yes, sir. Yes.
That must be a little interesting and challenging. So tell us more about the week's activities out here at the seaplane base.
Yeah, you bet. So this year, actually last night, we're right on the heels of our annual Watermelon Social. It is our most popular event that we host down here. Last year and in the years prior, we had 700 tickets available for the event. Sometimes we would sell those tickets right up until the event. However, this year we bumped the number to 750 tickets, and we were sold out Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's popular.
It is. So if you're listening, Friday at the end of convention, 2025, that's our Watermelon Social. Tickets are available for sale only at the seaplane base.
Right. So you have to come out. You have to make that journey, which is a wonderful excuse to come out here to paradise, get your tickets, wander around the seaplane base. It's also your awards ceremony.
Correct.
And your annual raffle.
That is correct.
Like that,
you so. Bet. Yeah, it's a wonderful time, beautiful camaraderie, which is absolutely wonderful people, seaplane pilots, and just the aviation community as a whole.
So we're going to talk a lot about volunteerism, because the seabase, like all the venues of EAA and Oshkosh AirVenture, are volunteer run for the most part. Your entire organization out here, including yourself, are volunteers. And so with that, you have volunteer coordinators, you have different areas where people can volunteer. You also have some vendors out here too.
That is correct. Yeah, and our biggest vendor and our sponsor of the seaplane base is Whip Air. They support general aviation, EAA, and the entire seaplane community.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the Vetti family a little bit. So
yeah, that's
correct. We should talk about the origins of the seaplane base for those who might not know, and how it came to be and how it continues to thrive every year.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. So the seaplane base was founded in 1949. 2024 marks our 75th anniversary. EAA and Seaplane Base have a wonderful relationship. This property is actually private property. So for 1 week out of the year, the owners of the property, John and Susie Vetti and Gary and Burley Blust, allow EAA to operate the seaplane base down here. Their generosity towards EAA as a whole is many thanks. Many thanks.
Yeah. And I see people from the Vetti family participating.
That is correct. Suzanne Vetti Mosley is my office administrator. She would love for you to come out. We have many items that are only available, t-shirts, hats, and things of that nature, only available here at the Seaplane Base.
And there's some really cool special designed shirts, like for the Watermelon Social, a special designed shirt. Those are available out here. There's plenty of them left for sale from what I understand. So if you're looking for something to do on a very nice Saturday, just get on the bus. Tell them how to do that.
Yeah, so the bus at the main bus park or gate 21, which is down in kind of the amphibious vintage area, hop on that bus. It's a $3 round trip bus ride. You pay over at the main field. You come on over. The buses run every 15 minutes here. Bring your swimsuits. It's getting hot out. We have a beach that you can go take a dip out in the lake and cool off and just enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the seaplane base.
And you have some good food out here, too.
Yes, the Mile High Pub has pulled pork sandwiches, gyros, and all kinds of other fare.
It's awesome. So let's talk about some, you talked about airplanes. We're going to talk volunteers later. But how about some interesting facts that people might not know about the seaplane base?
Well, it is considered EAA's best kept secret. You will not find nicer volunteers, nicer staff. Our guests down here are just absolutely wonderful. We have a free harbor boat tour. There's not many things you can do for free at EAA, and we have it right here at the
Seaplane Base. Let's talk about the harbor boat tour.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So it's sometimes, you know, about a half hour wait. It's a very popular event that we have down here. The boat ride's about 10 minutes or so long, and we don't have a flight line like they have over at the main field. Our flight line is out there in the lagoon. You really want to get up close and personal to the aircraft. There really wasn't a way for it. So that's where the harbor boat tour concept started. It has now grown into how we do it today, and our pontoon boat tours will take you directly right up to and through our mooring field. Our captains and our helpers on the boat give a little bit of a tour, talk about the base, talk about the airplanes, and just try to make it the most wonderful experience possible.
I would imagine that these harbor boat captains that you have, and we'll talk about the boats in just a second, but years and years of experience volunteering.
That's correct. And even to take it one step further, all of our drivers are U.S. Coast Guard captains. They are certified captains operating those boats.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's a big feat and a lot of dedication to do that. And all of them did it just to volunteer here at the Seaplane Base.
That's awesome. The boats themselves. Let's talk about the boats. You have different kinds of boats here because you have different missions, right?
That's
so
correct.
So you have the pontoon boats, you have the boats that actually secure the aircraft and tow the aircrafts around. Let's talk about the different kinds of boats.
Yeah, you bet. So we have, yes, like you said, the pontoon boats for the tours. We have our own PT boat. It's painted in a beautiful aircraft World War type paint job. We have a couple patrol boats that we'll take out in the bay that we use to just connect with local community members that might be in the bay, helping everyone stay safe as aircraft are moving around. We have a very large flat boat. It's on pontoons. It's 12 feet wide by 28 feet long. That's actually our work platform. It's what we use to do any type of maintenance in our mooring field with our anchoring system. And then finally, we actually have our tow boats. It's such a cool operation. They're little 12-foot fishing boats, and we kind of look at them. They're all yellow and red. It's like, that's going to move my airplane?
Yeah.
And it certainly does. And again, I would say we have the best boat drivers in all of Lake Winnebago.
So, yeah, one of the seaplane pilots was asking me the other day, here is like, who's you pull in here? And we're going to talk to Don later about water operations, so we don't need to get really specific on that. But he said, are these experienced? Absolutely, they know what they're doing.
That's right. Best boat drivers. They can actually, with our current system, they can take an airplane under tow. And, over at the main field, you just hit the brakes, you stop and wait. Well, we don't have that option. We're on water and we have wind. The boat drivers will actually take the boat and put it 90 degrees in front of the aircraft, and they can orbit in a circle without moving anywhere. It's kind of like hitting the brakes on the main field.
Wow. Well, Shane, it's awesome out here today. We're going to take a break, and then we've got a bunch of people you and I to talk to coming right up. Jay Munchie on the fly at the seaplane base. You can take a bus. We'll reiterate that here in just a moment. You're listening to On the Fly on EA Radio.